This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I got elected to, I got very engaged, in my case, in the civil rights movement. I was, I worked a lot in the movement, and I got deeply involved.
I know from experience, dude, if you know what I mean.
No, you don't.
Well, not me personally, but a guy I know.
You know they didn't.
No, they didn't.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know how much... You know how much I'm going to do with the deficit this year?
Put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
How much I'm going to do with the deficit this year? How much I'm do with the deficit this year?
It's your primitive plan yet.
What we see Russia's doing, and we've been very clear about this, is that they're using energy, they're weaponizing energy, and it's choosing to one of the things that has been out there to shut down the pipeline of Nord Stream 1.
I want to market this item as a new direction in women's fashion. Wearing this at wild parties, driving all the men crazy.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. It is primary election day here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. The polls will remain open until 8 p.m. Eastern Time, except in one town down on Cape Cod, Barnstable. The town of Barnstable, the polls, per order of a judge less than an hour ago, will remain open until midnight tonight after a mega screw-up by the town clerk in the town. And it's just... I mean, this is not a conspiracy. This is just pure incompetence, in my opinion. And joining us now to talk about what happened this morning, because this is a screw up, and people are talking about it because of all the problems that we've had with elections and late night openings and no ballots being available. People are concerned about this, obviously, not just in on Cape Cod, but Ed Lambert is the the morning talk show host on WXTK, our affiliate on Cape Cod FM 95.1. Ed, this was a major problem this morning, wasn't it?
Howie, I couldn't believe it. Nobody can believe it. In doing this 20, 30 years, nobody has heard anything like this. Welcome to the town of Barnstable. Come vote. Honey, can you watch the kids at 11:30 tonight? Now I got to go in and vote, you know? It's amazing what's going on. People are, and it's a screw-up like there's no tomorrow. I mean, they found out at about 4:15 this morning, apparently, the town clerk's office. They couldn't open the vault. So when they sent out a notice to everybody at 6:58, 2 minutes before 7 o'clock, saying, we don't got no ballots. Everything's locked up. We can't get there. Okay? Nothing going on. All morning long, we talked about it, how it was,
I know.
It was really Barbara Streisand every time you turn around.
It was good radio, though, I must say, but I felt bad for everybody.
Oh, boy.
I heard Daryl and Haywood, one of the two state Republican state Senate candidates, and she said something I've never heard a candidate say before. She said, "Thanks for coming out to vote, and I hope you come back later." I never heard that, Ed. Have you ever heard anyone say that?
No, never.
It's like we're in a third world country
twice
now.
Anyway. Oh, did you hear the Secretary of State, Howie? Oh, Bill Galvin was terrific. It really doesn't make any difference. He's soft peddling this thing. Doesn't make any difference because only about 4,000 are going to vote in the Republican primary, and we already got that 4,000 mail-in ballots. So this doesn't have anything to do with anything.
I know. Well, I mean, I think he will, take some names and kick some rear ends though when this is over. This is not a pleasant election day for the Secretary of State, who oversees all the elections.
Oh boy!
I guess the fact is that there are 8,000 voters or so, what I heard in the town of Barnstable, and 4,000 have already voted. It's higher than most of the rest of the state, and so 3,000 of the votes are Democrat that have already voted. 1,000 are Republican. So preponderantly, it's a it is a problem with the Republican primary voters, and you got two fairly hotly contested Republican fights down there. You got the district attorney and the state Senate fight that I was just referencing. So it is a big deal for Republicans, more so than Democrats.
And there's a guy down here, a Republican, who's running in the second Barnstable for state rep, William Peters. And in order
He's a good guy. I've met him.
On the November, good guy, yeah. And for him to get on, he had to have 150 write-ins. And he's of all the people, he's getting the screwed the worst, I think, more than anybody else right now. Because if he doesn't get his 150, he ain't going to be on the ballot in November against Kip Diggs, the Democrat.
So, who's a real piece of
amazing.
Work.
Amazing.
Yeah.
He won't even come on. I've asked Kip Diggs for I don't know how long. Come on air. Can't come on air, Ed. Why? Well, I don't like confrontation.
What is he, a Jeff Deal? Is he a Jeff Deal of the Democrat Party? Has he run away from as many debates as Jeff Deal, Ed?
Yeah, I don't get that either, by the way. I don't get that either.
So you're a Republican, Ed, or you're an unenrolled. Who are you voting for today, Deal or Doty?
I'm not voting for Deal.
No?
Not voting for Deal.
How
no,
come?
I'm an unenrolled, not voting for Deal. And the thing that threw me over the top on this one is the not willing to debate. That's what threw me over the top, really. It's not about Trump. It's not about anything on a national basis. But if anybody won't stand up and whether it be Deal or Doty or anybody like that, not for me. Not for me.
You know, Mara Healey's got $4.7 million, the Democrat candidate, in her bank account. Jeff Deal has got $17,000.
Nothing.
You would think he would be he would be just chomping at the bit to go on these debates, but he turns down Channel 4, Channel 5 in Boston. He turns down Channel 22 in Springfield. He won't go on the Globe BUR debate. He won't even debate before the Norfolk County Republicans who were with him in the fight against the fake Indian in 2018. He won't go on my show. I don't understand. What's he afraid of, Ed?
Well, that's the whole thing. Why won't you debate? I mean, why won't you stand up and tell everybody this is what I and face to face with your opponent, saying why I'm a better guy? I don't want to listen to an ad. I mean, $17,000 doesn't buy much time. but if you got an opportunity to debate WWLP Channel 22 in Springfield and they won't do it, I'm sorry.
I know he wouldn't do the Valley Patriot. It's a paper. It's a kind of a paper that's now I guess mainly a web newspaper, and it's kind of conservative up in the Merrimack Valley. He wouldn't even go on and debate there. I mean, he's just frightened. I called him in my column a sheep in sheep's clothing, and that's what he is. He's afraid. I don't get it.
Oh, by the way, just as an update on the safe that they're trying, the vault that they're trying to open, I got a report from our news guy, Tim Dunn, who was over at Town Hall about 25 minutes ago. He said, Ed, they're finally drilling holes in the vault.
Why didn't they call the fire department? Doesn't the fire, all fire departments have a welder or something to get into sealed areas in case of a blaze?
Can you imagine if people were in that vault? I mean, I think they'd be doing more than walking around scratching their head. What a shame.
And the FBI, and how about the FBI? They got safe crackers. The FBI, they use one at Mar-a-Lago, right?
Absolutely.
They found out at 4:15 that vault was sealed, and they didn't call anybody. They didn't alert anybody, and they didn't call for any help. What is wrong with these people?
I said, where's the leadership? Now, the town clerk down there is a nice lady, and she usually does a great job, but the lack of protocols with this, Howie, where was the town manager, Mark Ells? Why wasn't he all over this?
And he's a Republican, too, by the way, isn't he?
Yeah.
So I mean, so it's not a a Democrat conspiracy here. This is just pure incompetence.
Yep, no protocols in place. None.
Well,
I don't know what kind of an investigation you're going to have, or what Bill Galvin, or what, I don't know. He looks on. This has got to be his last election anyway.
I think it is. But I think he's doing a good job. He's pretty angry about this. And by the way, one last thing. You know, the deal people are saying Doty's people didn't do anything to get these signatures to put the illegal alien driver's license petition on the ballot.
Yeah.
But you know, the thing is, Ed, my understanding is you practically could have registered at the Cape Cod Mall. You spent so much time in the food court. Getting signatures.
Well, I mean, you know, you had Leo Kakunis involved, Ron Beatty, who's running for county commissioner involved, plus so many other people involved. United Cape Patriots were involved, and people were all over saying, "Come on, all we want to do is get the right to vote on this in November that our state senators took away from us."
So. Yeah. Exactly. Ed Lambert, you had a great show today. It was a lot of fun listening to it, even though I could sense the frustration in your voice and everybody else's voice who was calling in. But at least it's open.
I'm telling you.
And again, you know, remember the polls in Barnstable, 13 precincts, Barnstable, West Barnstable, Hyannis, Kootenai, Marston's Mills, Osterville, et cetera, they're all going to be open until midnight tonight. Midnight tonight. Thanks.
So plan on sleeping early. You know, the poor people that were going early to vote, Howie, and took a plane trip, they can't vote anymore down here. Gone.
I know.
So, too bad.
I know. It's, yeah.
Anyway, hey, thanks for having me on. It's always a good show you guys got, too.
Thanks, Ed. 603, did they lose the combination, the key? I know. These are questions that will be answered in due course, we hope, anyway. 844-500-4242. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build a self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you're proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of your life becomes so much easier. It's a cliche, but it's true. You only get one chance to make a good first impression, and a lot of that is your smile. If you've been procrastinating about getting back to the dental office for a couple of years, don't wait any longer. The longer you wait, the bigger of a headache it's going to be. Whether you just need a simple checkup or a teeth cleaning or more significant work, the only place to go is Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. It's the best dental office I've ever been to, and I think you'll agree. It's a new season now, and you have the opportunity to make the fall of 2022 the time for a new you. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called? This year, take care of yourself. You deserve it. Call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. They are conveniently located off Route 3, and they have plenty of parking. You can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10, if it's used at all.
The trustees have a few suggestions they would like to submit to you.
I think you know what the trustees can do with their suggestions.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Well, did it work? Where's the key?
It worked, sir. We have the combination.
Great. What's the combination?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Yes.
That's amazing. I've got the same combination on my luggage.
844-500-4242. You know, someone says, how much is it going to cost to replace that safe after they blow it out? I mean, they're going to drill through it. It's done. Who's going to pay for this? Who screwed it up? I mean, this is what has happened in the last 2 years. And again, I don't think this is corruption. This is incompetence. These people have gotten used to not working. You know, it's not just in the public sector, but it's also in the dreaded private sector, but it's more so in the public sector. I mean, they just have stopped going to work for weeks or months at a time.
So you think this is more a user error thing than just a malfunction, just a hiccup?
Well, I mean, shouldn't someone have made sure that the door was going to open? I mean,
how do you make sure the doors are going to open? Anytime you close it, I mean, there's a chance that it might not open if it's old.
If it, how about if it's old? How about if you just make sure it's it's open, and you have a you put a cop on detail, or if you don't trust the Barnstable police, why don't we put some state police? And if you and we don't trust the state police,
let's go to the FBI.
No. I don't know what the answer is. 844-500-4242. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets. Go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Very vague poll question. I'm not sure who this is about. If a candidate runs away from seven debates, does that make him a sheep in sheep's clothing?
Who could we be? Sheep in sheep's clothing?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Yes, it does make him a sheep in sheep's clothing.
81% say yes.
All right. 844-500-4242-508. You're supposed to memorize the combination. See, my problem is not so much memorizing the combination is a town clerk basically has only a couple of days of the year they really have to worry about. One of them is primary election day and the other one is general election day. This was one of the big days of the year and they totally screwed it up. 844-500-4242. Kenny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kenny.
Howie, how are you?
Good.
I got to say, I said the same thing on Grace's show earlier. No matter who gets the nomination, either it's Deal or Doty, would you say Maura Healey is kind of rubbing her hands together, kind of saying, hey, you know, these two aren't really debating much, even though it was mostly Deal that wouldn't debate, you know, do you think she's...
She's a favorite, Kenny, but the fact is that Deal is destitute, and he's been all over the lot on all of these issues, you know, whether he was going to take state money or not take state money, was the election stolen, was the election not stolen. I mean, he doesn't exactly have a premier resume in the dreaded private sector either. I mean, he's, you know, I think she would much rather run against him because, you know, if Doty gets in there, he'll get money from the Republican Governors Association and probably other national super PACs. Will he be competitive financially? Probably not, but he'll have several million bucks. I mean, Deal is going to have a hard time getting enough money to get a ride on the Orange Line if it ever reopens, Kenny. I mean, she much prefers a Deal. I guarantee you. There's no doubt about that. Thanks for the call. Neil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Neil.
I just happened to time it well. I showed up in West Barnstable at 11:30.
Yeah.
And I was the fifth one to vote.
That's a very low turnout. 4.5 hours in, you were the fifth voter.
No, yeah, exactly. But what I was shocked at was the two women who are probably volunteers said, do you want to show your mass driver's license?
Really?
And I said, yeah. I said, do I have to? Just as a question. And they said, no. I said, well, I want to. And they said, oh, this helps speed up the process.
So I remember the first time I went to vote with the mailroom manager, and we'd been married for a while at the time, but it was the first time we ever went together, and she said, wait a second, before we were leaving, and she said, wait a second, I have to get my driver's license. You know what I said, Neil? I said, you haven't voted very often in Massachusetts, have you, if you think you need a driver's license? I wish we did need a driver's license. Thanks for the call, Neil. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, Howie. Good afternoon. Howie, we have post-election incompetence in Barnstable, and if you recall, pre-election incompetence in Boston. I worked for the election department in Boston for many years, regrettably. If you recall Duval Patrick's race where enough ballots weren't sent out to all Boston. We had to send the cops running around with them. So, you know,
right.
It's
yeah, that was Mumbles Menino was looking for.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, you know, Mike Galvin, who was not to be confused with Bill Galvin. Mike Galvin was the head of basic services. And, you know, the little things that they're supposed to get right, they don't.
No, it's, you know, with 351 cities and towns, it's probably amazing that there are not more incidents like this every time there's a statewide election. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
Putting it in the vault. I'm locking the vault. It's a vault.
Oh, you have to say something.
I can't. I told Kramer I was vaulting it.
You gotta open the vault.
Open my vault?
Open your vault.
Once I open the vault, it ceases to be a vault.
You have no choice.
Hey, the vault.
Can't believe guy voting going in West Barnstable at 11:30, and he's number 5. That's a low turnout. Of course, they didn't open until 11:25, I guess. 844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to give us a call. We got a lot going on here today. But right now, it's time for Grace's News.
Yes, Howard. I wanted to give you a little update on an issue that no one really talks about, which is the left loves to accuse Republicans of being insurrectionists if they ever decide or if they ever try to question elections.
Yes.
But Karine Jean-Pierre, who is the White House spokesperson, has a history of denying election results.
Yes, they all do.
The 2016 election results. And a lot of people on Twitter have been bringing this up, saying, why doesn't any journalist ask her about it? Today, I believe it was Peter Ducey finally did.
Let's listen to it.
Sorry, I didn't know we were going to play the cut.
We're all in agreement that it is incorrect to say the 2020 election was stolen. What about the 2016 election?
Look, I'm not going to go back to where we were or what happened in 2016. We're going to focus on the here and now. We're going to focus on what's happening today.
The here and now? The here and now, it's 2022. It's not 2020. So we're going to focus on the here and now that I want. You know what they often say when you bring up stuff like this? We're not going to relitigate this. Or let's not engage in whataboutism.
Yeah, you would think we were talking about something that happened 100 years ago.
Right. Let's play Jamie Raskin. He's the missing Marx brother. As you know, he shaved off his mustache because he doesn't want to look like Groucho. Now I guess he looks like Zeppo. Here is Jamie Raskin. This is in 2003. Cut 10.
On the popular input side, the court has been thwarting formation of the popular will, the most spectacular example being Bush versus Gore, where the majority, by a 5-4 vote, enjoined the counting of more than 100,000 ballots in Florida and essentially gave America its first court-appointed president.
Is he an election denier? I think that is rather definitive evidence that he's an election denier. Let's play another cut from Jamie Raskin, who's on the January 6th commission and now is a congressman from Maryland. He's a good, dear friend of Adam Schiff. Cut 11.
I have an objection because 10 of the 29 electoral votes cast by Florida were cast by electors not lawfully certified, because they violated Florida's prohibition against dual office holding.
Debate is out of order.
So in other words, he was promoting a slate of fake electors.
Yeah. And you're right. This is almost every Democrat that you hear from today who, you know, clutches their pearls at the thought of questioning the integrity of our elections.
Jim McGovern's another one from Massachusetts, from Worcester.
Yeah, it was no problem. It was very much part of the everyday.
You're speaking truth to power.
Yeah, everyday argument. And actually, Karine Jean-Pierre's old tweet from 2016, she wrote, "Stolen emails, stolen drones, stolen election, ... Welcome to the world of hashtag unprecedented Trump."
Let's play cut 13. This is her with Peter Ducey again. Cut 13.
On the MAGA Republicans, you tweeted, In 2016, Trump stole an election.
I was waiting, Peter, when you were going to ask me that question.
Well, great. Here we go. You tweeted Trump stole an election. You tweeted Brian Kemp stole an election. If denying election results is extreme now, why was
that? So let's be really clear. That comparison that you made is just ridiculous. You're asking me a question. Yes. Let me answer it.
And you said it was ridiculous.
I was talking specifically at that time of what was happening with voting rights and what was in danger of voting rights. That's what I was speaking to at the time.
Oof.
So yikes. if your vote is if someone steals a ton of votes, aren't your voting rights as a legitimate member of the electorate, a legitimate voter, aren't they violated?
And by this thought process, if someone accuses you of anything, like if you robbed a bank and they say, well, you robbed a bank 10 years ago, could I just say, well, that was at the time?
Yeah, that's not a comparison. I robbed a Citizens Bank. This is about the Wells Fargo Bank.
Yeah, and that was a while ago, and now we're in the present day. We're not going to go back and rehash all this nonsense. Howie, in other news, there was a really interesting piece today in the Wall Street Journal. We haven't really talked as much lately about energy independence and what's happening in other countries that are relying so much on green energy. But the Wall Street Journal has a statistic out that I did not know. Federal oil leases slow to a trickle under Joe Biden. The Biden administration has leased fewer acres for oil and gas drilling offshore and on federal land than any other administration in its early stages dating back to the end of World War II. They actually had like an infographic type of thing next to it, and it's amazing.
This is the next paragraph is the really tells you a lot. Richard Nixon, in his first 19 months, he leased out 4.4 million acres. 4.4 million acres. Do you know how many acres President Biden leased out in his first 19 months?
126,000.
Yeah.
A little over 126,000.
So 1/40th, basically. Only 1/40th as many acres are being leased out now as during the Nixon administration, and they're down from everywhere, but that's when it hit its height.
Yeah, I just thought that was a number.
I wonder why gas prices are so high. I wonder why fuel oil prices are so high. I wonder why they're concerned about having enough supply to be able to charge your electric vehicles in California. I wonder why the air conditioning has been cut off to 22,000 homes in Colorado.
You know why? The oil oligarchs twirling their mustaches.
By the way,
greedy gas
station
owners.
Big oil. And the owners of the mom and pop gas station.
Prescription jugs.
Prescription jugs as well.
That was yesterday, the prescription jugs. And many days in the past too, but basically most recently yesterday.
Howie, here's another headline for you. San Francisco School District is asking parents to rent rooms to teachers as they can't afford apartments. This is happening near San Jose. The rent is so high. Not to sound like that old politician. Who is that guy?
The guy from New York.
The rent's too damn high.
The rent's too damn high, yes.
Yeah, well, San Francisco School District is asking parents to rent out spare rooms to teachers because they can't afford the soaring housing costs. The average price of a one-bedroom apartment has soared 11% to $3,000 a month in the world.
I represent the rent is too damn high party. People are working 8 hours a day and 40 hours a week, some a third job. Women can't afford to take care of their children, feed their children breakfast, lunch, and dinner. My main job is to provide a roof over your head, food on the table, and money in your pocket.
Power to the people.
A one-bedroom apartment is now averaging $3,000, meaning even the highest-paid teachers on $111,000 salaries could not afford the rent, which is pretty crazy.
I think the things are going to get better because people are moving out of California so fast. I think the market will take care of this problem.
Or maybe things will get better because Gavin Newsom's raising the minimum wage to $22 an hour.
That's going to drive even more people out of the state.
And companies.
Yes.
Not just people. Chris Wallace's return date on CNN HBO Max debut revealed. This one goes out.
Talk about save the date.
This one goes out to Howard Lawrence Carr. who's been waiting with bated breath. CNN revealed it will release the first three episodes of a revamped Who's Talking to Chris Wallace on HBO Max on September 23rd.
Oh, so he's not going to be on the network, per se. He's going to be on HBO Max.
And I just got HBO Max, so whoop-dee-dee for me.
Well, I guess that's why you got it, right?
Oh, yeah, that was the main draw. The Game of Thrones stuff, too. But besides, it goes Chris Wallace, Game of Thrones, Elvis Presley movie. And Republicans are mocking, or you could say pouncing, seizing, weaponizing, the size of Biden's Labor Day crowd in Pennsylvania. You talked a little bit about this yesterday. The photos really give you an idea of the kind of energy that was surrounding Joe Biden at that event.
It is. We got a, by the way, we got a cut from he, sometimes like the Cockney accent, you drop the H or something.
You're the accent expert, not me.
Have you ever heard of anyone dropping the W in walking so that it becomes alking?
Alking.
Alking. Cut 9.
And the MAGA Republicans and that guy alking out the door are destroying democracy.
That guy alking out that door.
Oh, I didn't even hear that he said that word.
Listen again.
And the MAGA Republicans and that guy alking out the door are destroying democracy.
You learn something new every day.
Alkan. It's
he really does like to focus
on strange accent. It's a mid-Atlantic accent.
He likes to focus on the middle of the words. He kind of chops off the beginning and the end. Howie, that is it for me. I know you have a lot of callers on the line who want to talk about the big primary happening today in Massachusetts, so I will wrap it up here.
All right. Thank you, Grace. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. A close friend of mine just got a big new job. I asked him for his new address so I could send him a congratulatory gift. Instead of the traditional flowers or candy the mailroom manager wanted to send him, he asked if I could send him an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Have you thought of buying someone the Thunderstorm Air Purifier as a gift? I can tell you, that's what people really want. Paul Rizzo, our insurance guy, just bought the 3-pack for his new winter home. The 3-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are, number one, odors. That could be pet, tobacco, or musty basement smells. Number two, the Thunderstorm air purifier can also relieve allergies and sinus problems caused by pollen and air pollution. Number three, the safe ozone technology destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. The Eden Pure air purifier doesn't take up any floor space and is small enough to hold in your hand like I'm doing right now. And there are no air filters to replace, saving you both time and money. Get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. You can use a couple for yourself and maybe give one as a gift like I did. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr. In a world that's constantly changing.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's a rock on talk radio. I guess a talking rock. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Howie Carr is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a deal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
Okay, we got a great deal here. If you want to go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store, this is one of our more popular deals from ReadyWise. They give us different kinds of deals. It's emergency food supplies. This is the 120-serving emergency food supply. And the product includes 13 days of food at 1,800 calories per day. The food is safely sealed in Metalite pouches. Each pouch conveniently contains 4 servings, and it's a 25-year shelf life. While supplies last, and they won't last long, you can purchase a 120-serving emergency food supply from ReadyWise. It's a $320 value for just $160. That's half price. Get yours now before they sell out. Go to HowieCarshow.com, click store to claim your emergency food supply from ReadyWise right now. With us to tell us more about today's deal is Brandon Erickson from ReadyWise. Let's go, Brandon. What's in this 120 serving emergency food supply?
Yeah, Howie, you did a great job of describing what comes in there, but these are real meals that your family and everybody is used to having. So there's cheesy lasagna, pasta Alfredo, chicken-flavored noodle soup, stroganoff, potato pot pie, teriyaki and rice. Some of these items are even gluten-free, so if your family has dietary needs, you'll have options in there. But a whole variety of 13 different meals that you mentioned and food that everybody's used to eating every day.
And so how many, it says 120 servings. Is that 120 different meals altogether? Or how many meals is this?
So it's a variety of 13 different options, and they come in 4-serving pouches. So inside the bucket, you have 30 different pouches. So some of them you have, 2 pouches of lasagna, and then you have, 3 pouches of the Southwest beans and rice. Mm-hmm. So it's a good variety of all 13 meals that you get, but they come in a 4-serve pouch. All you have to do is add water. If you have hot water, it's great. It's ready in about 10 to 12 minutes. If for some reason you didn't have access to a way to heat your water, you can rehydrate these with regular temperature water, and they're ready in about 30 to 40 minutes, depending on the dish.
Great. So if you have 4 people in your household, how long would this supply keep you going for?
Yeah, this is about a 13-day supply. If this was all you were going to eat, about 1,800 calories a day. So, this is an amazing deal that you're offering your customers. You always offer them the best deal. So if I were buying today, I'd buy a few of these because, if you're reading the headlines in the news and you see that they're turning off power in states. And
right, Colorado, California. Someone just texted me from California, said they're telling people not to use electric garden cutters or leaf blowers or something like that because it might cause a power outage. I mean, that's pretty bad when you can't use any garden equipment.
Yeah, I mean it's out of control, and so and then you can read all the headlines about the food supply and what's happening with the farmers, et cetera, et cetera. This is a way to take control, have good quality food, that comes from an American-made company that's ready in just minutes and tastes delicious.
All right, so this is the 120-serving emergency food supply from ReadyWise, and it's 13 days of food at 1,800 calories per day. It has a 25-year shelf life, and you can stack these come in containers. You can stack in a in your garage or your mudroom or someplace like that, correct? So it doesn't take up a lot of space.
Yeah, it's a 5.3-gallon bucket. The lid is hinged, so you can open that. It doesn't have any bearing on the shelf life. It opens and closes. They stack really well. So if you got a few of these, they're not going to take up a whole lot of space. They're easy to transport with a nice handle on there. This is the packaging is really terrific. It's space efficient, and you can use that bucket for a lot of different things as well in the event of an emergency or other needs. So, really kind of forward thinking in terms of the concept around the packaging.
And I guess you could use it too if you wanted to go out on a camping expedition or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's great for, having for a rainy day or emergencies or a nor'easter or whatever it could be, but these are great. People take these camping all the time. I mean, you can find these at specialty retailers, but obviously you're going to pay full price. People use this kind of food for backpacking, camping. People have written in and said, hey, I just use this in a pinch because I forgot to pick up dinner, didn't have anything, so I threw some boiling water on the stove and threw in some macaroni and cheese, and my kids thought it was amazing. So there's a lot of different emergencies based on, people's how people's days go or how their week's going. So this is a perfect way to complement that. And Howie, if people can't take advantage of this deal because it sells out like they always do, they can go to our site and enter code Howie10 and get 10% off of any product on our website as well. Thanks to our relationship with you. They can call and ask questions to the team in here that'll answer questions about dietary needs, and they can reach them at 855-95-READY. or go to our website, readywise.com.
Okay, 1-855-95-READY or readywise.com. And these are going to sell out very fast. So once they're sold out, this is a $320 value for $160. But even after it's sold out, you can go to readywise.com and just use the code word Howie10 to get 10%. Thank you, Brandon. As always, this is a great deal, and they're going to go fast. So take advantage of this deal. I'm Howie Carr.